You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Packernet After Dark. This is the call-in show, the Packernet Podcast Network. If you'd like to call in, if you'd like to participate in the show, please feel free to do so. The phone number here is 608-501-0718. New callers go directly to the front of the line. We don't have any new callers today. Want to give a shout out to Ticket King, lowest ticket prices, Wisconsin based, big time fans of the show, obviously, and big time Packer fans. So why would you not want to support them? Also, a couple things we should probably discuss. Number one, brand new feature to the show. I'm going to say this very slowly because people are just slowly trickling into the show. So as you trickle in, know this. New feature between now and the start of the draft, and that is going to be Pack Daddy's favorite comment of the day. Favorite comment of the day will be getting a Our Lads draft guide. There we go. Couldn't think of what the heck that was called. Draft guide. I was able to be on their podcast with them today, talk about the Green Bay Packers, and they were generous enough to offer. So if you want to give away some draft guides to your people, let me know. And I'm like, yeah, like two or one or like, what are we talking about? I was like, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to keep shooting you emails and you tell me when I have to stop. So he said, I'll do that. But he said, if you want to do it every day between now and the draft, that's fine. So how to account for people getting more than one? I don't know. Friggin' figured out you can give it away to a friend or something. But Pack Daddy's comment of the day is going to get a free Our Lads NFL draft guide. Also, I am working on, we have talked about doing a little NFL draft game. Submit a form, tell us what you think is going to happen, and there will be a giveaway for the winner. Well, there's going to be a pretty fantastic giveaway. I just got to kind of finalize that. But it should be pretty dope. But anyways, thank you guys for coming to hang out with me. Why don't we get started with, who is it? Who's the winner? Pedro. It's a good place to start.
Hey, Ryan, it's me, Pedro the Red from Brazil, man.
I love that.
So, every year, I choose like a couple of players that are at the mid-round, you know?
Sure.
That I just choose to like, and they are my guys. So this year, I got three of them, and I want to share them with you.
Okay.
So, yeah. I have two corners and one running back. The corners are Kareem Jackson and Kim Hart. Both of them, if they are still there at the beginning of day three, and I'm at the Packers, I'm willing to trade up and pick them. I just really love both of them. I really think that they are way better than they're projected to be. So, yeah. They're kind of my low raider cornerbacks here. And the running back is Tyrone Tracy Jr. This guy is probably, in my opinion, the most elusive running back in the class. He's got the Aaron Jones-esque thing about him, and I do think that the guy's going to be a stud. And, yeah, that's my guy for day three, for sure. So I want to know what you think about these guys. Let me know. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I was hoping you were going to pick somebody that I've watched, and you even did one of the positions I've watched, but I did not get to see Tyrone Tracy. I added him to my bigger list, but I am going so slow, and I hate it because I really like the way the scouting reports or my grades or whatever are coming out on social media, Twitter, X, whatever. I like the way that those are coming out. Very detailed, like every single, I got video clips for everything, documenting stuff, but it takes so long. And it's like, I can get it done doing it that way before the draft gets here. But I can't do as many prospects and I can't do stuff fast enough. So every day like today, rather than having a group of 20 running backs that I can talk about, Tyrone Tracy being one of them, I've got, I think, like, I'm not kidding you. It seriously was taking me borderline 2 hours per, and I didn't even realize it was taking that long. I was like, oh, it's, you know, we don't need to go over the details, but it took me all day to get very little done. So I don't know. I'm intrigued by Tyrone Tracy. I know he's sort of a running back wide receiver hybrid. It'll be interesting to see. I haven't heard a ton about him, at least insofar as, you know, our team's just all in on the running back thing, or there's some wanting him to be a wide receiver. Is it going to be sort of one of those names, man? I'm so bad. The guy that we had that was a running back wide receiver hybrid that we used as a special teamer that was a disaster, and we ultimately made him leave the team. Clemson, come on, somebody help me out. By the way, audio working? We got no comments. We're doing a giveaway. Pack Daddy's favorite comment of the day is going to win a free draft guide, and I have zero comments. Zero. This is why giveaways are stupid. Nobody cares. I could be giving away $100, and it's like, all you have to do is type in a letter and be like, nah, it's a lot of work. I'm not doing all that crap. I don't know. I can't remember his name, but somebody does. Clemson wide receiver, running back guy. But my favorite part of this whole process is having quote unquote my guys. And I like hearing who everybody else's my guys are. So I'm glad that you got those locked up. My son actually just started today, ripping through prospects. He's obviously going a lot faster than me. He's not spending the amount of time that I am. But he just went through, and I think Cam Hart was one of the guys that he liked quite a bit. He hasn't gotten to the top of the cornerbacks yet, but I know he liked Cam Hart. So, Steve in Alaska, what's up?
Hey, Ryan. Steve up in Alaska. Hope you're having yourself a good day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm enjoying mine. Got a little bit more bacon in the kitchen done, and this is taken care of, so. I felt like I did something productive today, but I was listening to the podcast while I was doing it, playing a little catch up. I had to catch up on your last couple. Couple of quick comments on it. You're talking about some of the players that they've, the Packers have brought in for meetings and, do some private workout stuff with and all that. I brought up the fact that they brought in a couple quarterbacks and, you know, you're kind of playing it as, you know, quarterbacks are a possibility, you know, everybody don't freak out, you know, everything's a possibility. Well, I called on your show before, and I personally think it's not a horrible idea if we can get a potential somebody quarterback-wise, one of these guys kind of falls a little bit. Maybe we can get somebody in the top of the third if we have to. I hate to really use the bottom of the second, but the top of the third, because we got 2 third-round picks, that would be nice. I know the curse in the third round, but come on, let's see what we can do. We got one guy already showing that he can play that way from that pick level. And I mentioned it on the show. I think it's a great thing for the locker room. I think it's a great thing for the quarterback room to have a couple of young guys running. We did it with Brett. Brett was in there, and we brought young guys in with him. We did it with Rodgers, so we brought Flynn in with him. I think we should bring another young guy in with this one because, while Jordan Love had a good second half of the season, I'll be honest, it is not a for sure thing. Okay, we saw a second half of the season. We can't act like he's played, you know, top tier level for 3-4 years. We got a half a season. So getting another guy in isn't a bad thing, and then it gives us the potential for trade value. And heck, you know, something happens. Jordan goes down, gets a ding in the shoulder or in the leg, and he's out for a game or two. I remember when we had Rodgers and we had the Cynical Wallace. The Cynical Wallace year where Rodgers went down and Cynical Wallace came in, and it was just the most god-awful thing. We had nobody to play the position. We had to go fish Matt Flynn out of the dumpster to come back to try to win a game.
I was actually excited about Seneca Wallace. I just remember watching him run, and it was such a fun thing to see. Unfortunately, that's about all he could do.
The other thing is to go with the Bears. I've mentioned it. I listened to Colin Coward, and he mentions it on his show. His wife and his wife's family's from Illinois and the Chicago area. They are Chicago fans, and she gives him hell for harassing and, or shouldn't say harassing because it's speaking truth, but for down talking the Bears. So his show, he brings people in just to try to booster him up so he doesn't have to hear it at home. I swear that's what it is, because the Bears aren't any good. The Bears haven't done anything good for a decade, and they're probably not going to do anything else good. But time's up, man. We'll talk to you all later. Take it easy. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a lot of, there's a handful of arguments I've heard for drafting a quarterback, and obviously I'm not massively opposed to it, but once we have a quarterback, and I know one of your reasons is we're not sure about that yet, but, you know, for the sake of argument, I don't find them to be particularly convincing generally. I don't mind drafting quarterbacks, but I don't know about relatively early picks. You know, second, third round is like, yeah. You know, because I'm looking at backups. Now, typically, the arguments are twofold. There is the one that you're saying that maybe Jordan's not the guy. I mean, if that's the case, we may need to consider in the first round. I mean, you know, take Bo Nix or something just to be sure. I don't think that's the case. I think the Packers are pretty well invested in the guy. Couldn't hurt. I get that. But there is an opportunity cost here. You know, the whole couldn't hurt thing is nice, aside from the fact that it does hurt every other position that you're not drafting when you're drafting quarterbacks. But the other somewhat unconvincing ones, I think, are number one, as you mentioned, what happens when your quarterback goes down? I mean, I don't want to say, maybe unconvincing isn't necessarily the right way to put it, but I feel like if that's a concern, just get a veteran. That's what everybody else does. Right? I don't know too many instances, if any, where I don't want to say rookie, but some guy that you drafted, with the exception maybe of Flynn that one time, some guy that you drafted came in and was somewhat beneficial. Who was it? Well, I guess you could say that the Patriots did it with Garoppolo, and who was the other guy behind Garoppolo? They both came in and then both had some careers elsewhere. I don't know. You could make somewhat of a case, but again, it depends how early you want to go to be able to find that. The other one that I think is probably my least favorite is the idea of flipping it. Because I think over time you end up losing value. The amount of hits you're going to have and the amount of return you're going to get, you're losing value every time. If you draft, let's say every year we draft a quarterback in the fourth round. So we lose our fourth round pick every single year. How often do we get value that exceeds fourth round for a quarterback? Once every... it's going to be very rare. Let's say once every 5 years you get a second round pick for it. It's not a net positive. That sucks. So I don't think you can really flip quarterbacks. Not in a profitable way. You can... maybe break even, but the odds of missing on a quarterback are way too high. You can say second round. You can go second round 5 years in a row. You might hit one time, be able to flip that guy for a second round pick again. So I don't like that argument very much. Now, if you want to include that in the overall assessment, right? Number one, we don't know that Jordan's the guy. Even if you're 90%, there's still 10%. You need backups, although we do have a backup, but it's maybe a little less likely that he's the guy, I guess. And then the third would be the fallback option of maybe you could flip him if everything else goes sideways. I don't know, but I just generally, I'm not a huge fan. I know it's a very important position, and I know sometimes quarterbacks get hurt. I mean, as a Packer fan, we've always just kind of understood if the quarterback goes down, your season's screwed. And I don't think that changes very often, especially if you're a Super Bowl contender. Very rarely are you a Super Bowl contender and have a quarterback that makes you a Super Bowl contender. And we have a guy waiting in the wings that'll totally just pick up right where we left off. Right? That happened with the Eagles 1 year, which was a complete fluke. Because number one, their quarterback wasn't good to begin with. And then second of all, Foles was garbage and then just caught freaking fire the last two games, like the championship game and then the Super Bowl. He had like 95 PFF grades. It was just a insane fluke. But again, you know, I guess if a quarterback's sitting there and you like him, later rounds, at third is too early for me. I mean, not saying don't, but I don't. I wouldn't be happy with it. But you start getting back down into the fourth or fifth or sixth, even fourth is a little early. We've had some hits. I would hate to pass. You know, I hate to keep pulling this card, but I'd hate to pass on a Zach Tom for a maybe backup quarterback that's maybe better than the backup quarterback we already have, although probably not. It's not my favorite option. But, I mean, if Pratt was a fifth-round pick, I'd be excited about that. All right, Donald, what's going on, man? He's let's see. First of all, Donald first says... Amari Rodgers, which is correct. That's who I was talking about initially. Come over here, microphone, please. Thank you so much. I have to keep turning my head. Too old for this, says the Bears wish they had Seneca Wallace. What does that remind me of? Oh, for whatever reason, that reminds me of... my brain is such an idiot. Your mom went to college. That scene, if you know, you know. Donald says, we all thought Seneca was going to save that season. Yeah, man, I was jacked. Who is the other guy? We had two quarterbacks. I thought they were both kind of well-known guys. Like, I mean, Seneca well-known. Who was the other guy? We're having trivia day today. We got Amari Rodgers was right. Thank you, Donald. We'll see if anybody can get the, your mom went to college. And then who was the other quarterback we had with Seneca Wallace? But yeah, I thought Seneca was going to have a shot, and it not the best. Prince Capsaicin says Raiders going to wait a bit and go for Rattler. Oh, question mark. I don't know what they're doing. I actually am curious about Spencer Rattler. I haven't heard anything about. I know he was a big deal, and everybody was hyped about him. And obviously, he's not like a top guy anymore, but he's still up there. I mean, he could potentially be what? Maybe even a second-round pick, third-round pick, who knows? It's just weird that I just haven't heard. I've heard about Bo Nix and Penix and even Pratt a little bit. I feel like I've heard about Travis and Joe Milton more than I've heard about Spencer Rattler, which is kind of weird. Gabbert and Hoyer, it's not who I was talking about. Too old for this. At this point, we have to treat it as Jordan Love is the guy without any doubt. Even if last year was a flash in the pan, it wasn't. Because if you take a quarterback in the first, it's just delaying the window. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, we can speculate, but as the Green Bay Packers organization, I have to assume, and I'm almost positive they are moving forward with Jordan Love as the quarterback. They're not moving forward with we're not sure. I mean, they're well past that. They're trying to figure out how to build this thing to go win a Super Bowl with Jordan Love. I mean, I can't imagine they're like, well, let's put this season on pause and check out quarterbacks just in case. Because, if that's the case, what do we have at wide receiver? What do we really know that we have at wide receiver or tight end or, you know, whatever? I mean, half the guys on this team are young and not 100% guaranteed. I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying, I'm just... trying to think it through a little bit. Too old for this says, would you like to buy some keychains? I'm trying to raise some money for college. Too old for this. You know everything. By the way, again, just because we got more people in here, I'm just going to keep reminding everybody. Pack Daddy's favorite comment of the day is going to win a Our Lads scouting report draft guide. I can't, dude. I shouldn't even do this today. My brain sucks at everything. Oh, here we go. Donald Krieger says Napoleon Dynamite. Doc Bobby Stewart says Napoleon Dynamite. So appreciate you guys. This is like a partnership, this podcast. It's not my podcast. It's me in the comments section working our way through this. I am like the vessel, and then my brain needs a lot of help from the comment section. So, 18 minutes already. Why don't we take a break? Make sure you get your comments in, please. Maybe you can win yourself some stuff. Just saying. I do have one particular comment that is winning currently, but we'll see how she goes. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with Mike Hebring, a.k.a. Packers Superfan. Actually, I think I'm... Did we do this? Yeah, we did. With Mike Hebring, a.k.a. Packers Superfan. We'll be right back. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Good morning, Ryan. Mike Hebring, a.k.a. Packers Superfan.
Hey, man.
Hey, Ryan. First of all, I want to say sorry for not calling in for a while. It's been so darn busy at work. I just haven't had a whole lot of time. This morning I was driving in listening to your pod this morning in regards to what would scare you in the draft. And of course, I just couldn't help but call in. Your first topic was the Detroit Lions and the fact that Kool-Aid McKinstry would be the one thing that would really bug you. Oof. If, say, they drafted up over
traded up in front of
Packers
us.
At 25, took him at 24.
Mm.
I just chuckled a little bit because, quite honestly, Kool-Aid McKinstry is the one guy I don't want the Packers to take in the first round.
Well, just go with Cooper then. Just go with Cooper.
Our viewpoints.
That would also annoy me.
I've always said this about Kool-Aid. I hate him at 25, but I love him at 41.
Not
that I don't like the player. I just don't like the player at 25. I just don't think he's a top 25 player. I think he's probably a top 40 player, though. I just think he'd be a better pick somewhere in that late first round, maybe somewhere down around 31 or 32, maybe early second round. I'd be okay with it down there somewhere in that range, which would mean, a trade down. If you wanted to target Kool-Aid, I'd be okay with that. Pick up an extra pick. Take Kool-Aid. I'm cool. I just think 25 is way too rich for him. A couple concerns I have are just, I'm just not sure that he's very fast. Players like A.D. Mitchell ate him up in college. I think he's one of these five-star high school prospect recruits that I don't know that he's a hard worker. And then, of course, he's got this Jones fracture in his foot. I don't like that at all. We've got enough problems with players that already have injuries. So. And maybe the Jones fracture isn't that big a deal. Everybody else seems to think it's not. So I guess I would rely on others, obviously, when it comes to that. But I just found it interesting that we're so far different on that player. I'm going to go back and listen to the rest of the pod. Maybe I'll call in. This just happens to this draft thing just happens to be something I'm very interested in. So take it easy.
Yeah, I don't know much about Jones' fracture. In other words, does it have long-term implications? My assumption was no, because I think fracture, a minor break, in a bone or something, that stuff heals. I could be way off on what exactly is going on, but I don't think of it as like a torn ligament where you're kind of worried about re-injury or those kinds of things. But again, I could be way off on that. So, those types of injuries that are one-offs that, broken bone heals, it is what it is. Maybe even that's incorrect. I don't know. Maybe they don't heal. I thought they healed stronger, don't they? Or is that just some old wives' tale? I have no idea. But I guess I haven't put a lot of thought into it. Plus, when you go through these guys, man, the amount of people that have injuries is crazy. You know, I mean, if you start docking everybody for injuries, it's like, now, I mean, granted, not everybody has injuries necessarily that could impact them early, but I would much rather have a guy that might not start the season, but has an injury that basically is not going to impact his career, as opposed to guys that have long-term injury histories that are going to be ready day one. That I don't want to mess with. Like Peyton Wilson, when I went through some of the stuff he's gone through, the constant knee issues, the recurring shoulder injuries and everything, it just reminds me of like Kevin King, you know, with his shoulder injuries that were just constant. And then, you know, you add knees on top of it. I mean, I could just see Peyton, especially as a linebacker, Peyton Wilson coming in and just leveling a guy with his shoulder and just going down to the ground, you know, week three. And it's like, man, there's that freaking shoulder, you know. Just saying, I could see it. Donald says, his lack of memory today is making me feel smart AF right now. Yeah, I'm just lobbing you guys softballs, making you feel smart because I'm such an idiot. Miss Smitty, or is it M. Smitty? Miss Smitty. I'll just call you Smitty. Smitty 1386 says, Kool-Aid to me, especially after Jake's review, would be a fine pick at 25. I don't know if I know Jake's review. I haven't seen that. Too Old for This says, I want James Jones to do a hype interview of Kool-Aid post-draft so Jim Jones can came us drink the Kool-Aid. That was probably meant to be a really good sentence. I just don't know what it was. Donald Krieger says, I've actually been converted away from Dejean over the last week. So I immediately after running back, I'm doing corner because there's been so much corner talk, and I'm basing all my thoughts on what I... on a very quick run through weeks ago. And so, you know, I've said this before, but the Kool-Aid Cooper thing is skewed because I came into it way overhyping Cooper. So when I watched him, I was let down. Not because he's bad, but it was just kind of like, oh, this isn't like the highlights I saw on Twitter. And then Kool-Aid, for whatever reason, I'm like, this guy's trash. Probably because he was projected to be like a top five guy at one point. And I, you know, through whether it was PFF or whatever, I looked at him like, I don't get it. But now that he's like 25, you know, again, in my mind, I'm thinking this guy's trash, whatever. I watched him. I liked it. And so he exceeded my expectations. But I need to go back and have more of a sober view, especially of those two. But you know, all these corners and kind of look through it. Again, I know I really liked Ennis Rakestraw, but you got to kind of see it through the lens of his athleticism now and whatnot. So we'll see. I want Dejean because he can fill the nickel spot and Nixon can stick to returns. Unfortunately, if he loses the nickel job, I don't know if he stays on the team. That's the problem. Make us drink the Kool-Aid. Now, it's probably an easy thing that everybody could figure out, but you know, that whole thing. Dejean, for sure, the most versatile player in the draft. Yeah, I mean, versatility, I don't know about in the draft, but if you're talking like these corners, it was one of the things when I did the Our Lads interview that kind of stood out, right? I mean, if you're looking for a corner just to go opposite Jair, you got some good options. If you're kind of looking at it through the lens of, well, he could play boundary, he could play slot, he can do all these different things, that bumps up the profile, the excitement for Cooper Dejean. Let's see, a fracture, even healed, can cause future structural problems. All right, there you go, from Smitty. Herman's review of Dejean really cooled me off. I haven't seen that either. Do I have it up right now? I've got the, I know it's something different, but the, screw it. I can't do anything today. The Packers draft guide, whatever the Packers organization is. What is the thing? The Aaron Nagler Cheesehead TV. I've got the Cheesehead TV draft guide, so I haven't actually looked through that yet either. So there's a lot of Packers creators that obviously have some opinions I need to run through, but I've been so focused on trying to formulate my own, I haven't really looked at everybody else's. I don't accept Herman's review if he can't even pronounce his name right. Whose name? Oh, Cooper Dejean. I don't even know if I'm... Am I saying it right? Dejean? Because I know a lot of people are really firm in the Dejean thing. And I know I was kind of back and forth. I think I said Dejean, and then I changed it to Dejean because some people were saying that, and then I went back to Dejean. I think it's DeJean, but there's a firm, large contingent of DeJean people. Like even national media people still saying DeJean. So I'm like, am I in the wrong here? I don't know. And then it's going to be one of those things where there's a battle and then Cooper's going to correct us all like 5 years from now. He's going to be like, it's actually DeJean. It's Cooper DeJean. So, you know, freaking names, man. Why can't names? Can't everybody just be like Jim Thompson? Something be a lot easier. Kyle from Madison. What's up?
All right, Packer Net. Let's start brushing up on our Portuguese because the Packers are headed to Brazil. And I'm really, really excited about this, Ryan.
Hold on. Sorry. He's so excited and I cut him off. I just saw this comment. Too Old for This says, Herman calls him Dijon, like as a joke, like Dijon mustard. Donald says, yeah, bro, he's not a mustard. That's got to be a joke.
I'm all about it. And especially because it doesn't count as a home game for us. Takes away a home game from the Eagles. We get to open the season, kind of. I mean, there's, what do they got, the Chiefs on Thursday night?
But nobody cares.
We got the window, the television window all to ourselves on Friday night in Brazil. You'd figure that's going to be a huge audience.
It's going to be dope.
You'd figure it's going to be mostly Packer fans there. I'm pumped. I think this is great. And I just think it was the right move. It would have been super, would have been a bummer. That would have been the Browns. I'm in favor. I'm sure not everybody is, but. Hey, man, let's go Packers. Go win this thing in South America. I think it's the first game the NFL's had in South America. Is that right? I know we've had a game in Mexico, so I'm pretty sure I read this is the first NFL game in South America. So
sounds right.
Really excited about that. And, man, it's going to be a great way to start the season. This is going to be really exciting. I think we got another, month before the schedule comes out. But I just can't imagine what this is going to look like. I always end up missing these overseas games, you know, because they're on at weird times. I forget about them. But it sounds like this one's going to be in prime time. So that's going to be excellent, man. That's going to be great television. Hopefully a good start for the Packers. All right, peace.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I'm pumped to see the Packers playing in the stadium and seeing the fans in the stadium and all that stuff. I just think that's going to be such a cool scene and the sounds of it and whatnot. I'm pumped for the Packers fans down in Brazil. And Too Old for This says we need to make sure Pedro is there, and I agree. If we need to take a collection, we'll do that. But Pedro, the redhead from Brazil, not going to this would be completely unacceptable. Smitty says, I think the only problem I have is this being exclusive on Peacock. Yeah, and I've ranted on that so many times. My lack of concern for the Peacock thing. So we don't need to delve into that again. Speaking of Pedro, what's up, Pedro?
Packers are coming to Brazil. Let's go. Let's go. Man, I'm so happy. I'm so happy, Ryan. I'm so happy, guys. Really, I can't even describe it. I was in a meeting right now and my cell phone just went crazy. A billion messages from all of my friends. And I was worried, and I got my cell phone in there, saw the news, and man, I gotta tell you, my eyes start getting watery, you know? I'm so excited. I love so much this franchise, and having the opportunity to watch them close for the first time, and man, I don't have words. Come on. This is gonna, we will win a Super Bowl. I don't care. We will win it. And I'm going to see one game of the Jordan Love Packers who won the Super
Good.
Bowl.
Glad
That's
to hear you're
it.
Going.
That's it. Oh my God, I'm happy. Thank you all. Thank you, everyone for the community here. The listeners, you know, I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. Yeah. I just want to share all my feelings with you guys. So, yeah, that's it. Bye-bye.
I'm not going to ask for your address, Pedro, but I'm just curious because I know Brazil is freaking massive. How far away is that going to be for you to go there? Because it would be pretty fantastic if you just happened to be like right there. I mean, granted, I think a lot of Brazil is uninhabited, but still, be curious to know how long of a journey that's going to be for you. Randy from Minnesota.
Hi, Ryan. It's Randy from Minnesota.
What's up?
I just want to comment on your Ryan Poles bear rant, Colin Cowherd rant. That was epic. I absolutely loved it.
Thank you.
Cowherd saying what he's saying, I'm sure, for the ratings, so he can go to the people who are paying his bills and look what my ratings are in Chicago.
Sure.
As soon as they go 0-3, he's going to be dumping them like a hot potato.
Sure.
That was epic. I wish he would go off on the Queens like that. God, that would be fun to listen to. And my hopes.
The day that everybody starts unnecessarily hyping up the Vikings and Vikings fans start jumping up and down about stupid nonsense, I promise you I will. They just refuse to do it. Nobody in the media gives a crap about the Vikings. Vikings fans barely give a crap about the Vikings. So it's hard to do it. I mean, the only example I could give was the whole, here we go, the pass rusher that they got several years ago, and everybody lost their mind and started pulling out all these fake stats about the guy, and I had to nip that in the bud real quick. But other than that, it's been pretty civil up north.
Have been quashed. It sounds like it is. The Packers are going to play in Brazil. Oh, well. I'm going to look at the positive. It's allegedly an away game for us, one out of the way. We'll have more rest going into the second week of the season.
I mean, a very obvious benefit is it's an away game. That's not really, you know, I mean, in terms of it being a negative in which your opponent is it's a home game, right? Because our opponent, it's not a home game. In fact, it's probably more of a home game for the Green Bay Packers than it is for the Eagles. So it's kind of a neutral site for one of our away games, which is pretty dope.
I surely would think would be a home game for Green Bay.
Yeah.
Which I think will help out a lot. And we have a good chance going 2-0 and start our run towards a high place in the playoffs. But anyway, I just want to tell you how much I really enjoyed that episode on Poles and the Bears and Colin Cowherd. Try to do that at least once for the Vikings. God, I'd love to listen to that.
I will do my best.
Anyway, have a good night. Love the show. Go Pack, go. Bye.
I know I tried to lean in that a little bit when I did. I think I did like a quick review of the Lions and the Vikings. I don't know, but I will try to do that. I will start scouring YouTube once I get through some of this draft stuff. Sorry for the delays in podcasts. I'm doing the running backs now. The plan was, and I took the whole day today to do it, to get all the running back stuff done, and I still didn't get it done. So I got to figure out a different plan so that I can be a little bit quicker in what I'm doing. But no podcast tomorrow either, unfortunately. So I just got to get that running back stuff done. What's up, man?
Am I doing corners?
Not right now. I'm doing the podcast. My son wants to do his corner rankings. He's been begging. Why don't we take our second and final break? We'll be right back. Too Old for This says, just saying, nobody in the U.S. understands how passionate South Americans are for their teams. Brazilian fans are going to go all out for this game. It's going to be fun to see that stadium rock. I mean, it's such a cool thing, you know. Obviously, Packer fans are passionate about the Packers, right? It's going to be, I mean, we'll see how it goes, but if that stadium is, like, raucous, especially if it's heavily Packers fans, that's going to be an unbelievable scene. Just because, to me anyways, it's going to mean a lot more. You know, again, yeah, Packer fans. And Packer fans don't even make noise. Freaking, never mind. We don't need to get into that. Donald says, think they'll be quiet on offense. I don't know. And they probably won't do the wave either. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if they'll ever be quiet. I just, you ever see some of these soccer matches, man? It's just constant, like, they got whistles and freaking fireworks and everything else. They got flares. I don't know if this is the same league or whatever, but I've seen some of that stuff, and it's pretty out of control, but it'll be cool either way. Donald, no chance, but I'll give him a pass. Yeah, exactly. If you have to play in a different country, it really can't get better than this. Yeah, I agree. I think if I could pick a country, it would have been Brazil. Like any country in the world, I can't even think who would be second place. I know Brazil comes immediately to mind. I cannot think, I mean, for the Packers, I can't think of a single better place to go than that. So that's a no-brainer. Jersey Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Ryan, it's Jersey Mike. Wanted to mention to you, draft day, I am absolutely down to be on stream.
Nice.
You'll just let me know what game we're playing, what the draft game is, so I can make sure I'm prepared with the right essentials. Are we going with my game plan of buffet, shove food down throat, and then drink lots of sake? Or we're having something else? You just let me know what we're doing.
All right.
Tell me the plan. But I wanted to really call about, we're going to Brazil, baby. I am so friggin' happy. This is Packers Nation coming together, man. I mean, Mark Murphy, masterclass in getting the NFL's attention. Let's be honest. You're going to tell me that he didn't manufacture all of the talk. He wanted everybody to get talking about, nah, the Packers can definitely go to play in Brazil. He knows the game. Oh, he set that up, and he just knocked it out of the park. Oh, dude, Mark Murphy, let's be real. Mark Murphy is putting the Packers on a trajectory that, I mean, I am so stoked for, you know, we're getting the draft. Who ever thought we would get the draft in Green Bay?
That's pretty amazing.
And now we're going to Brazil for an international game and likely what is to be a home field advantage. Yo, and I can get any better. Pedro, redhead from Brazil, are you from Brazil or are you in Brazil? Because if you're in Brazil, I know Brazil is massive, but you better be going to that game. You better be going to that game. If you're not in Brazil, then go to Brazil. Go to Brazil, go to the game. I feel like it's an obligation when you're from Brazil. Especially being a redhead. Man, all redheaded Brazilians are interesting.
Anyway, there are a lot of them.
It's the first game of the year against the Eagles. I'm hoping. I am hoping for Jordan Love to just keep his foot on the pedal. What is the most important thing, though, about going to Brazil for you? To me, I was hesitant about international games just because I felt like it was wrong. But putting it as the first week, the first game of the season, I mean, that takes care of logistical nightmares, number one, because you have the whole week before, or is it 2 weeks? From the preseason to the regular season. I don't even remember. It's just, for me, man, this is amazing. I'm so excited. Anyway, go Pack, go.
Yeah, I've kind of changed my tune on that a little bit as well. I know when this whole England thing first started, I was not a fan. I was like, you know, this is that money grubbing, CEO or whatever his title is of the NFL, who's just trying to do stupid stuff. Like, the logistics are going to be a nightmare. It's not going to work. You cannot have a London NFL team, you know, which I'm sure they're still trying to push for. There's no way. They can't be flying to the U.S. and everybody flying out there all the time. Like, it's just, you need to stop. But at least up to this point, I think it's actually worked out quite well. I think it's pretty cool to get an international audience. I think that's my favorite part of it. Partially just to see the interest. It's not just an American sport, you know, growing the sport and seeing people from other countries really embrace the NFL, I think is a really cool thing. And expanding our fan base, I think is a really cool thing. But also for them, for, you know, the fans to be able to have that experience, you know, some of them obviously fly here, but to have it in their own home turf, I think is very cool. So, a lot of Brazilians who have been fans of the Packers for quite a while, loyal fans too. I mean, you have to be. That's the thing. It's easy to be a Packer fan in Wisconsin. I know a lot of listeners are not from Wisconsin, but I mean, for those of you that are, and I grew up in Illinois, it's easy to be a Packer fan in Wisconsin. It's in your face 24/7, right? I mean, it's on TV, you know, during the football season, it's on TV, it's on the radio, all your friends and family are talking about it, it's everywhere. It's in your, you know, newspapers, it's, you know, if you got local news on the internet, they're going to pop up Packers everywhere. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. If you're somewhere else, you have to go actively seek it out, you know? And I don't know how you become a Packer fan, and obviously for maybe not Brazil as much, but a lot of other places, the time zones are just really not conducive at all. And so, you know, they're very loyal fans who have worked very hard to have and grow and maintain their Packers fandom, and it's just cool to give them the opportunity to see it, you know? Prince, or Too Old For This, said, if you ever get the opportunity to see an international soccer match, I highly recommend it. It is it's an unmatched atmosphere. Pretty dangerous, too, depending on where you go, specifically in South America, from what I understand. There's, like, cartel organizations that are... I don't want to mess with that. Prince Capsaicin, they have those annoying horns. I think he's trying to say vuvuzelas. I'm not going to say what he typed. Montrell Smith says, I would love for the Packers to play in Mexico City too. That would certainly be cool. The thing I like the most about Mexico City is it's really not even much of an international game from a travel standpoint. I mean, obviously there are a lot of teams that are closer to Mexico City than to other places in the U.S. So, I mean, it would be a far-reaching destination when you look at all the corners or the furthest away places, but it would just be a faraway place. It wouldn't be like London or Brazil or whatever. So I think Mexico City, if you had to expand to another country, I mean, Canada or Mexico make the most sense for that reason, especially. Too Old For This says, vuvuzelas, annoying, yes, but they're part of the experience. Sao Paulo is only 2 hours ahead of us. It's not a massive time change like England or Germany, correct? Donald Krieger is in Florida. And then says, isn't Brazil going through massive unrest anyway? You know, I don't exactly know the full extent of it. The only thing I really know about Brazil is this free speech issue. And maybe that's, maybe the social media thing, you know, Pedro obviously could speak to this more so, and obviously doesn't have to, but I only see it because of the issues with Elon Musk. Now, I don't know if that is a microcosm of a larger unrest that you know, this crackdown is happening, or if it's just Elon being Elon saying, you know, I'm not participating in whatever it is you're asking me to do. I have no idea. The only thought that I had, very selfishly, and obviously I hope all Brazilians are doing great, is watch, once the season starts, Brazil is going to shut down Twitter in Brazil, and we're going to lose Twitter coverage. Dang it. X, formerly known as Twitter, will probably be banned in Brazil. That's exactly what I was saying. Be banned in Brazil by the time the game rolls around. Got to get that all figured out. I think we got bigger international issues than that, though, to be completely honest. We don't need to get into that. Kyle from Madison, what's going on?
What's up, Ryan? It's Kyle from Madison.
What's up?
So I was just listening to the pod on linebackers, and you played a clip from the Packers Brazil. I don't know if it was like a supporters club or if you had a podcast, but you played the snippet of audio from that gentleman. Obviously, super pumped he is. You know, it wasn't last week I was talking about this, but anybody that's been listening to your show for, you know, a couple of years knows a lot of times I'll talk about the Packers in context of international soccer, A, because I follow both of those things, but also, as I said last week, even though we're the only fan-owned team in America, and it makes us really unique here, there are a lot of situations in international soccer, different leagues, where there are teams like the Packers. In some cases, they're older, but it was just weird because this last week I saw some pressers from Mark Murphy and some other people, and Murphy brought up that, you know, outside of the Brady Giselle thing, which definitely got some fans in Brazil, that, you know, the Packers are kind of the people's team because we're fan owned and whatnot. which is what I've been saying. And I think that's true. I mean, I think this is going to resonate. The Packers, if they're smart, could really market to this group of people throughout the world, you know. Now, some people want to argue whether or not they should. I think absolutely they should. But it's cool. And like I've been saying, you know, I gained a nephew who's from Germany this last year when I got married. And nice. He's become like a legit, not just trying to please his uncle. Like, he's a legit Packer diehard. And it's super funny because his team, Leverkusen, is poised to win their first German championship in history.
Whoa.
At home, probably on Sunday, if they win that game.
Dang.
So it's been cool to watch each other's teams. But that's watching crazy. Him watch the Packers, I'm going to encourage him to actually start a German Packer podcast. I think that would be legit.
Definitely.
And I think it'd be a great market for him. But I think the Packers are looking great globally, and that is like a hidden, kind of a hidden thing that we don't all think about very often, but like just globally, the success of the Packers, man, they're poised to become the most successful team in the world, really. If they can do this kind of numbers internationally with as far as who supports them, and they haven't had a championship in what, 12 years, 13 years? I mean, my goodness. So, woohoo, I cannot wait. That to happen, bro.
Yeah, again, super excited about the expansion. I what would be super cool is if Packernet went global, and by that I mean like kind of extend our, like Pedro could do like a Brazilian podcast, or probably already is one, but could do another one. Two wouldn't kill anybody. So there would be like the Packernet Brazil, Packernet Germany, could have your nephew doing that or something. I don't know. Packernet UK, I think that'd be super dope. It wouldn't be obviously on this feed. We wouldn't need 500 things on this feed, but it would be under one umbrella, pool resources and whatnot, work together, obviously to help grow and, you know, sponsorships and whatnot, all that kind of stuff. I think that'd be pretty cool. Plus, it would just be cool to see the reach, you know, see like how these things are doing, see where the, like how popular it is in those countries or whatever. I think that'd be pretty cool. Oh, do. Too old for this says, so what you're saying, referencing the Twitter stuff, I'm guessing, is that when the Packers go to Brazil, the Bears fans will finally not be heard by our players. There you go. Too old for this also said, I had an Eagles fan on Instagram try to tell me that the Eagles have the best traveling fan base, so we won't have fans in Brazil. Well, I hope you bookmark that, because that's going to be an interesting one to check back in on. Donald says that'd be dope, Ryan, build an empire. Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I don't know how much of an empire, because I don't know how big the fan bases are, but it would be a fun project. It really would, to be able to work with people and have them start that, and no idea what the heck they're talking about, so hopefully they're being cool about stuff. Like, I don't know what's taboo in your country, but try to take it easy, will you, please? Although, what do I care? Who cares? What are you going to get shut down in your... Like, well, that sucks, I guess. Shouldn't have said that. Oh, well. Kyle from Madison, what's going on, man?
Follow-up question, though. Because I've been, like, pissed off that we have not been the beneficiary of an extra home game yet. Now, I know this trip to Brazil is an Eagles... considered an Eagles home game. But will this be the year then where the Packers actually get 9 home games? Because we're due for it.
I think so. Because you alternate,
kind of crap,
right?
That we haven't had that yet. But it would be awesome. If this is the year where the Packers get 9 home games, that would just be really great timing. Also, I don't know if you meant it, but you had said, hey, we'd probably get a bye after we travel internationally. But, I mean, there's no way we're going to bye.
That's
like,
true. Yeah.
It'll be literally a week to bye. Yeah. They're not going to do that.
That's true.
I do think it's possible we play Monday night the next week, which would be the next best.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I know last year they had mentioned that they give you that option, but it didn't occur to me that it was not going to be a thing.
Thing where it's like you play Friday, then you sit Saturday. Other teams are playing Sunday, Monday. And then maybe you have a Monday night game that next week. So look for a Sunday night or Monday night game week 2 is what I'm thinking, because there's no way they're giving buys. I don't even think they give anybody buys till after week 3. Is that right? But just
like
curious
that.
If you'd heard anything, or if we don't find out about
not
home
week
games
2
until the schedule's released next month. But man, it'd be so dope to get an extra home game, not just for the businesses, but just to play at Lambeau an extra time. I mean, you gotta like that advantage. Since we have had one less home game than a lot of other people. So I don't even know how they work that. If it's like two people in the division get a ninth home game and then the next year the other two, or how they do that. I should probably look into that, but that's why I have you, man. All right, take care, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding was that it just alternates, but I could be wrong about that, which should mean that we would be getting the extra home game. And to be fair, I mean, you're probably right. There's no way they're getting a bye, but it's not impossible. I remember that time there was a hurricane, like week one or week two, and they ended up giving them a bye. Obviously, those are extreme circumstances, but who's to say, considering this is, I don't know, have they had this early of an international game before? Who knows? Maybe they'll have a weird exception or something. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? We'll figure it out. Too Old for This says, make Packernet like Globo Gym. We're better than you, and we know it. Dude, you got all the references. I love it. I feel like we need to have a, once we expand out Packernet to other stuff, we'll have like a Packernet movie podcast, and it's going to be Too Old for This hosting it. And it's just going to be like movie references, TV references, whatever. It'll be funny. Montrell says, I say we get Ryan down to Brazil. Pedro can meet him at the airport. I'm freaking down, man. I'm all the way down. Michael Redden says, you think if we win the Super Bowl, the NFL will let us open at home in 2025? Yeah. I feel like that's a trick question. I'm trying not to say something stupid, but I already got busted out on the bye week thing, amongst other flubs mentally today. So if you're trying to trick me right now, that's just not very nice, man. You can't be picking on the blind kid, man. That's not very nice. SDN40 says, mark me down as meh on Brazil. No upside. Send them a preseason game. Take care of the U.S. fans and pay huge seat fees. Oh, that pay huge seat fees. I mean, it's an away game, so it wouldn't really benefit Packers fans that buy tickets anyways. I mean, I see the upside as a neutral site away game, which is an upside. I also think it's cool to get a game on Friday. It's a nationally televised game, obviously, as opposed to just being one of, you know, 10 on Sunday. So I wouldn't say there's no benefit. I think it's a pretty cool thing. There are also some downsides, like the travel, but that's not going to hurt us that particular week, just maybe the next week. But even that, again, like I've said, I think that's overstated. I mean, you've got long flights, and then you've got longer flights. Whatever. Like, they're going to get back the next day. There's no real time zone lag going on. So they'll fly in, they'll be super tired, they're going to go to sleep. They have that next day off anyways, right? So then they go in 2 days later. They're fine. They're ready to go. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. Too Old for This. People seem to forget we played at Soldier Field last year when saying we haven't opened a season at home in 6 years. Ah, that's what it's for. All right, whatever. Screw you guys. You want to pick on me? Go ahead. I don't even care. Rev Trev, what's up, man? Says, I'm really enjoying your draft prospect in-depth work. Thanks for making them. Yeah, for sure, man. I was just talking about early on, I might need to start revving that down a little bit, maybe being slightly less in-depth, just because it's taking me so long to put each one together, and it's taking me too long to get through this stuff. So we'll see. We'll see how she goes. I tell you what, why don't we cut it there? We've only got 5 more calls, so I don't want to risk not being able to do this tomorrow. So make sure you get your calls in. 608-501-0718 is the number. I do have a favorite comment of the day, but I'm going to give you a couple minutes to get your comments in. Favorite comments of the day will be eligible to win Our Lad's Draft Guide. Our Lad's Draft Guide. Supposedly I'm getting it, so hopefully it's going to be pretty cool. Otherwise, I'll make sure you guys get it. But all right, let's just do it. Favorite comment of the day. Bears wish they had Seneca Wallace. Too Old for This. You knew Too Old for This had to win. But we'll get... from now on, Too Old for This, you can't win anymore. So hopefully you keep sending in the comments. But yeah, dude, if you want to just text me if you want the Packernet number, your email address, or you can throw it in the comments if you want, but I'm getting out of here in about 2 seconds. And I will send along, or fine, your Amari Rogers comment one. Shut up. I don't care. Whatever comment you want to win. But just send me your email, and I will have the folks, the good folks at Rlads, send you a draft guide. They're, if you didn't hear it earlier, they're going to be giving away or allowing me to give away one of their draft guides every single day. So make sure you check back in every single day. Too old for this. You're done. So come back and see if you can get yourself one. That wasn't me. That wasn't you? Yes, it was. Whatever. Too old for this. You won. Shut up. I don't want you arguing with me. Rev Trev is going live in 30 minutes, so make sure you check out Rev Trev. I'm out of here. This was a disaster. Have a good day. Bye-bye.